We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bobby and I are joined now by Saints' new wide receiver, Emmanuel Sanders. And, Emmanuel, thank you so much for the time. I know you all are busy in camp right now.
All right, thanks for having me.
Emmanuel, you know, coming in as a veteran in this league, 33 years old this season, and really at a point where, you know, in the position you play where people could think that you're, you know, winding down here, but you really feel like so much of you know, your production in Denver had to do with the quarterbacks throwing you balls. And I think a lot of that, if I'm not mistaken, led you to seek out the New Orleans Saints and a player like Drew Brees. You expect to have a big year here this year, don't you?
Yeah, of course. You know, I expect to have a big year every year. You know, I've been working my butt off all off season. And, you know, you take Drew – I'm 33. You take Drew Brees, who is 40, and, you know, we expect – to have big years no matter what. And I feel like we can do it because we have the right offense, we have the right pieces in place, and I don't see why we can't. And so that's definitely a mindset. You know, I'm excited to be a New Orleans Saints. You know, I'm joining the most winningest, you know, organization the past 3 years. And so, you know, I'm looking forward to just continuously adding more wins. And so that's why I'm here. And, you know, it's a pass happy offense, and I'm a receiver, and so, you know, hopefully I can catch a lot of balls, you know, in this system as well.
Now, Emmanuel, you look at all the quarterbacks that you played with. How do you describe Drew Brees, not only on the field but off the field, how he tries to communicate with you? Well, I was reading where he went out to Denver to personally talk to you. And I think you mentioned, boy, you go to a new city, it's a new environment, you're going to have new teammates. But you have to feel comfortable that Drew Brees did that and enabled to have that type of communication with you coming to a new team.
Yeah, for him to do that, it just shows, you know, that veteran leadership. And it shows that he wants to win, and I want to win as well. So to be able to, you know, have him come out and for me, it was just huge, yeah, throwing with him, but also just, you know, coming into a new team, no OTAs or anything, but having someone that semi knows you, that, you know, you had an opportunity to spend 2 or 3 days with, it was comforting for me, you know. And so, you know, I appreciate him doing that. And like I said, like, I know what's all at stake, you know, this season. Like, we want to win it all. And, you know, I know sometimes, you know, a lot of people say, you know, you don't supposed to say that. But, you know, if you're coming into an NFL season, everybody should be playing for a Lombardi Trophy, and that's what we're playing for.
Now, Emmanuel, you have to feel comfortable in the Mercedes-Benz Superdome, considering the game you had with the 49ers against the Saints. Just talk about that control environment. You know, playing outside in Denver, playing in San Francisco, a lot different than a dome environment. Boy, you surely excelled in that game. So now I know you got to be looking forward to that control environment, considering the game you had, because I think it's just human nature. Whenever you have a great game and an environment, boy, you look forward to play a number of games in that same type of setting.
Yeah, that field is fast, and I love playing in that stadium. You know, I base it off from an energy standpoint. It's just great energy off in that stadium. So I'm definitely looking forward to playing in a lot of games, you know, in that stadium and being able to run fast and, you know, cut and break down and don't have to worry about rain or wind or the sun in your eyes or anything of that sort. So, you know, I'm definitely looking forward to that.
Talking with Emmanuel Sanders, wide receiver for the New Orleans Saints. Emmanuel, what's it mean play with a guy like Michael Thomas, a guy that, that commands so much attention and draws so much from a defense. What does it mean to play across from him and along with that with the guys like Alvin Kamara and Jared Cook as well?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Like I said, if you look on paper, we got everything we possibly need. Now it's time to put it all together. And so that's what training camp is about. And, you know, it takes a group effort of guys working together and seeing if we can form something great. And it's not going to happen overnight, obviously. And it might not happen the first game or the second, but it's all about getting hot at the right time and taking off and playing together and playing for each other. And, you know, I'm the new guy on the team, but what I've seen so far is, man, these guys love to come to work every day, and they got the proper DNA to be a champion. So I'm excited about the whole process of seeing what we can attain.
Emmanuel, just how different has this year felt as a guy who's been around the NFL for a long time? You've been through training camps. Just how weird has this year felt with all of the new protocols, with all the things going on, and is getting out on the field with a helmet feeling just like it always has, or does it all just kind of have an odd feel this year?
Yeah, it's been different because most of the time you report to training camp in 2 days, you're out running routes, and you know, got the pads on. Had the pads on by now, but you got your helmet on. You know, I've been out here 2.5 weeks. I got here I think like 3 Sundays ago, and you know, it's been different because the first week we had to show up and just get our COVID test and go home. So I didn't meet the guys for like a week and a half, even though I was out in New Orleans. So then we got together, and we had to lift weights and we had to run because they just can't throw guys out there because, you know, who knows, some guys might have not been training, you know, all offseason because of the COVID. And so, you know, we've been kind of, you know, jogging into the situation, which is smart, you know, instead of just, you know, feet hitting the ground running. And so, you know, I'm ready to, you know, play some football. And so thank God we were able to put the pass on today and get out on the field. And even though it was walkthrough, it still felt good to be out there. And I think Friday is our first day going full speed, so I'm looking forward to that.
Now, Emmanuel, I think the first time we had you on, when we knew you were going to be in a Saints uniform, and talking about the process for the Who Dat Nation, the fan base, so look at your background. Boy, 11-year veteran, 33 years of age. Just talk about where you came from in high school and at SMU with June Jones and all that, and how it gave you confidence to be the type receiver you are in the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up in a small country town, and somebody would have said out of Belleville, Texas, a small country town like that, that I would play 11 years in the NFL at 178 pounds, soaking wet, and be a starting receiver. You know, I remember when I first came out, they said, yeah, he'd probably be a fifth or sixth receiver, probably a return specialist. And I used to always tell myself, like, I never told anybody. I said, man, they're measuring my hands, they're measuring my feet, they're measuring everything, but they're not measuring my heart. They're not measuring my determination. And so, you know, I went to SMU, had an opportunity. I went to college, got a college scholarship, didn't even know if I was good at football or not. I was just passionate about it, and I was small, so I was like, all right, I'll go to college. Why not? They're offering me a scholarship, and I got there, and NFL wasn't even on my mind. I just was happy to go to college because where I come from, I was the first person in my family to even go to college. And so I got to college, Whoa. And my first workout there, I was with a coach by the name of Larry Edmondson. He's seen a couple guys going to the league. He told me, he said, you got an opportunity to play on Sundays. And even then, I was like, what the heck? I was like, I don't know. This guy, I'm at SMU, small school. I don't know what he's talking about, but I just kept working. Got an opportunity, and 4 years later, you know, I broke the SMU career record. And, you know, got drafted by the Steelers and been chugging along since. You know, I got into the league, like I said, and they said that I wouldn't make it past the number four receiver. And, you know, first year, went to the Super Bowl with the Steelers and got another contract with the Broncos and played with San Fran, and now I'm here in New Orleans. And truthfully, you know, it's the 11 years went by fast, but I'm still that same kid out of Belleville, Texas, with the same passion to want to win and to want to ball and to want to give my all, whether it's blocking a safety or going over the top and catching a bomb just to try to win. And so the moment that kid leaves me and I'm not the same kid from Belleville, Texas that loves playing ball, I'm going to retire. But right now I feel like I still got a lot more in the tank.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you just listen to that story and you're not now a huge Emmanuel Sanders fan, you can get out. The Who Dat Nut DJ Emmanuel Sanders, thank you very much for the time, man. Really looking forward to seeing you guys out there. And best of wishes in camp, man. Stay healthy.
All right, thanks, bro.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.